Well, hello there. My name is Martin Day, and this is The Ridiculousness, and this is episode 41.
R-I-D-I-C-U-L-O-U-S, The Ridiculousness, Monday.
Right, there we go. We're back in business. Back in black.
Where were we?
I don't know. We were upstairs, and then we've come downstairs.
I wasn't upstairs.
Weren't you? Who the fuck was up there then? Oh, man. Oh, you should have been there, because I was really fucking going for it. Oh, man.
You thought that was me?
I thought that was you. So I was really putting my effort, putting my all into it. I was really working it.
I don't even know
who it was. Oh, man, there was that old man. There was an old man I let upstairs. He said he needed to use the bathroom.
What's his name? So,
oh, fuck knows. I don't know. He just came in off the street. Some homeless man.
Is a homeless old man?
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
What's he
yeah.
wearing? Nothing now.
A long coat and a
and nothing underneath and a hat
and a bloody bumhole
and yeah. socks with toe holes missing.
Oh dear, gross. Ugh, I don't like that. I've got loads of socks that are like that. My toes keep popping out all over the shop. I've got big feet and I always buy small socks. I think that's the problem. I
are
need to get bigger
stiff?
Socks. Sometimes what socks. My socks?
Yeah,
they are. Yeah. There's one sock that
you don't
is
blow
stiff.
Your nose on them, do you?
No, I blow something into it. I blow my mock into it. You must have a wank sock. Have you never done that?
No. I don't have a wank sock.
Okay.
We're not going to start discussing technique or anything now, are we?
I don't know. Maybe. Technique. I don't really have a technique. You grab it, you tug it, and you blow your load everywhere sometimes into a good place.
I tell you what I'm quite partial to from time to time.
What are you partial to?
A posh wank.
Oh, wait, you stick a condom
on? You put a condom on, and then there's no mess, no fuss.
Yeah, yeah. Now, there was a previous relationship, right? We were using condoms, right? Because, you know, sometimes it's good too in a relationship. But yeah.
Like,
she'd noticed mostly. That some of the condoms had gone missing. Like, they weren't there anymore. And she was like, who have you been having sex with? Oh, you've been having sex with someone? And I was like, no. I was putting them on and having a wank with them. It's just, what the fuck would you do that for? There's no point doing that. I was like, no, it's a real thing.
It is a thing.
I call it a royal wank.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Well, no, like I said, I like that, you know, there's no mess to clean up.
Yeah, I haven't done one of those for a long time, though. I don't know. I don't masturbate as much as I used to.
Well, you hit an age.
I'm probably down to about
where your
four
libido
a day now.
Starts to slope off, yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah. I think I'm down to four a day.
Four
now,
a day.
So,
yeah. From what? From how many?
At least seven or eight. Is it bad?
I think the most that I've ever done in one day, or possibly one evening, is six.
I think seven is my maximum I've done in one. And that was when I was a teenager as well. I couldn't do that now.
No, down to four now.
Yeah.
In your ripe old age.
Thank you very much. I am old, I think. I feel old. My knees are going, my back's going, my eyes are fucked. My eyes were fucked from the get-go.
I'm not old, as you know.
Yeah, I'm not old. I know you're not old.
I'm fresh meat.
How old are you? Do you want to tell the lovely people how old you are?
I'm going to be 25 in just over a month.
Oh, see, yeah, no, that's. I think 25, that's when you become an adult, I think, really. 25 years
25,
old.
25, quarter
you're
of a century.
At 25, yeah, I think so. Because people will say, oh, no, when you're 18, you're an adult when you're 18. But I don't think people behave like an adult when they're 18
at
all.
And you know, I go to university. I go to university.
Yeah.
And almost, because I'm in my first year, I started a little bit late. Almost all of my peers are sort of 6-7 years younger than me. They're all 18, 19.
Wow. And it's a different generation. You're already going to notice there's a generation gap.
I have. I've noticed a lot. And, they don't socialise quite the same, and I'm on a really nerdy degree, so particularly all of my peers are very young and have piss poor social skills.
Yeah, do they
all
have
these
shitty
computer scientists,
scraggy moustaches? You know what I mean? The bum fluff.
None of them can grow moustaches.
No. Kids can't these days.
I'm 25 and I can't even grow a moustache.
It's a lost art amongst kids these days. I think it's all the fast food. I think it's the fast food. Because ever since it's the 80s, people can't grow moustaches since the 80s. And that was the advent of like proper fast food boom in England.
It was also a time where lots of people had really awful moustaches.
Well, yeah, but that was the older generation. That was the generation before.
No, my dad had a really bad moustache in the 80s and 90s.
I hate facial hair to begin with, really.
Well,
it's not that I
what do you think about my beard?
it looks pretty cool. It does kind of look like it's a mirror image of your head.
You've at got the moment, it hair. Does. I cut my hair today, and
because your hair's standing straight up. Lloyd will have many different haircuts.
I've had so many different haircuts since you've known me. Oh my god, I've gone through some awful, awful choices.
But you know, at the moment, I mean, I like to call this one the Jedwood because it stands up like Jedwood.
Don't I love that?
But I don't mean that in a bad way. That's just to describe it.
I've got to admit, right, I don't like Jedwood, but I do happen to like their hair. I think their hair's pretty good. Because it's a lot like mine, like you said.
Yeah, it is. Well, it looks similar at the moment. It is, because you've got it slicked straight up in the air. It looks like you stuck your fingers in the electric socket.
There is so much hairspray in this right now. If you put a match to my head, woof, I'd look like Ghost Rider.
Oh, wow, yeah, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
I wish I looked like Nicolas Cage.
Don't we
He's
all?
He's dishy. Oh,
I'll tell you who I wouldn't mind looking like. I would go for Bruce Willis.
Wow,
I was going to look like an action star.
Cool. Have you seen the new Die Hard film? There's a new Die Hard film.
I've heard about it.
Apparently it's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I've been told that it's a piece of shit. I think Bruce is, you know...
The last one was a piece of shit.
A little bit.
Die Hard 4.0. Live Free.
Haven't actually seen that. But I did watch the first one.
It's got Kevin Smith in it, though. If you like Kevin Smith, it's got Kevin Smith in it.
I like Kevin Smith, but Kevin...
big. Yeah, well, he's a big one.
I do like him, but I don't think he'd make a particularly good addition to a Die Hard film.
He's a nerd. He's a nerd hacker.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. In fact, that's another podcast you start listening to, man. Kevin Smith does a line of podcasts.
I don't like them, to be honest.
Have you not listened to Jay and Silent Bob Get Old?
I haven't listened to Jay. I've been told it's not very good. I listened to, called? Smodcast?
Yeah, Smodcast.
Really don't
Smodcast
like it.
And stuff like that. I'm sorry. He's got like I'm not a slagging it off. In his house.
I'm not slagging it off, just it's not in my personal taste.
No. You should try and download a Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, though, because it's Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith.
I do like Jay and Silent Bob quite a lot. You know, they were one of my favourite comedy duos.
Yeah, they were funny, man. Well, because Jason Mewes, certainly when he began, he wasn't an actor. He was just Kevin Smith's friend.
He really sucked in that first Clerks movie.
Well, yeah, but
he was funny.
His
acting was awful.
He just, and well, because a few of the people in the movie, they weren't actors.
No,
the guy who plays Randall, he wasn't an actor.
But
he's
did
really
right.
good in the movie.
And
he
got better as well.
Yeah, I
really like Clerks too.
It was all right.
I like it. I like
it's,
the.
It's
I like
very
the,
silly.
I like
There's
the donkey
bits
show.
It's very silly.
Yeah,
but
no, that's
Clerks
one of the
one,
silly bits.
The first Clerks, it's got awesome satire. It's cutting. You know what I mean? It says something.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
I wasn't even supposed to be here today.
That's the catchphrase, man. That's cool. Oh, it's a fucking cool movie. I love Kevin Smith movies. There are a few that are...
Jersey Girl.
Yeah, that one. It's called something else. It's called Jiggly in America, isn't it?
Jiggly.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Speak
knows.
For yourself, buddy.
I don't know. There's something else. But yeah, like Mole Rats, Chasing Amy. I like those ones. They're cool movies.
Yeah, I love
Jane and Silent Bob Strike Back's good fucking movie. What was the other one I can't think of? The one
Dogma?
With the Dogma. That's the fucking... That is so good, that movie.
And actually,
so
that,
good.
I think that's probably the movie that made me realise how good Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are.
Yeah, they're quite funny in
They
that
are
movie.
Actually really, really funny guys. They're really clever and they make good stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't actually seen all of... blah, blah, blah. What's the one with the
I haven't heard of
the
movie,
janitor.
Blah, blah, blah.
The janitor who solves the crazy maths thing.
Oh, Good Will Hunting.
That's it, yeah.
That's,
and
fucking,
actually,
well, that's the point.
I haven't
one.
Seen the whole thing, but it's really good.
Really? I haven't seen any of it. Hasn't it got Robin Williams in it?
Yeah. And they wrote it. The two of them wrote it when they were like teenagers.
What, Robin Williams and Ben Affleck?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, they weren't teenagers at the same time.
No, they weren't.
No. Right. Do you know Robin Williams used to do crack when he was doing Mork and Mindy? That was him on crack cocaine.
Wow! I could see that.
Yeah, because he was funny, though. He was a... Fucking hell, you just spilt your drink down your front.
Oh, God.
You took a sip of squash and you just threw it down
special.
Yourself.
Well, you know that I'm disabled, Martin.
Well, yes, yeah.
Oh, fuck, I really look it right
you're,
now.
Your arm disabled.
Oh, God.
And I'm mouth disabled.
Dribbling all over myself.
Oh, you've done yourself a mess now. I can't remember what I was talking about now. You've interrupted me.
I didn't interrupt
I'm
you.
I'm too fucking...
Quit making sexy
eyes
at me.
I've had a lazy day today. I've done fuck all.
So have I.
It's good. It's nice to have lazy days.
Well, to be honest, like I mentioned before, not on the podcast, but...
Yeah, when we were talking
when
in
we were
kitchen.
Talking,
yeah.
I want to tell everyone else, though.
Okay,
I want everyone to know how horrible my life is. So I'm at university Monday to Friday, and I tend to try and go in for as long as possible, when I've got spare time at university, 3 hours.
It's good
I like to sit there and do some work.
Yeah.
So I'm there Monday to Friday, not quite, but practically 9 to 5. And then I work Saturdays and Sundays in a fabric shop that makes curtains.
Yeah.
Which...
A haberdashery of sorts, I suppose.
I don't really enjoy it that much. It's not very me.
Job's a job, though.
And it's a 7-day week, though. I work Saturdays and Sundays at this shop, and I just don't have a day off. Yeah. I haven't had a day off since the Christmas break.
Wow.
And I am burning myself out, but I took today off, and I had my first day off since then. And
that's nice. And you come around here to spend it with me.
I woke up really hungover at 11 a.m., played some video games, ate some food.
Nice.
Didn't do anything that particularly required any...
I had your favourite food. I made your favourite food this morning.
What's that?
Bacon. I made bacon and fried egg sandwiches for me and my bird. It was fucking lovely.
You jammy bastards. I love bacon.
Fucking delish.
I love, particularly as I'm the world's worst Jew.
Yeah.
I'm Jew-ish.
I don't understand though. Like, it's nice, right? It's tasty. So why aren't you allowed it? I don't really understand. I don't mean to be disrespectful.
No, I'm not.
But like,
dude, come on. When have you seen me ever go to shul?
Well, no. I say you as in the royal you. I mean, you're kind.
You're kind? What, are you going to call me a fucking sheenie? Kike? I'm a Red Sea pedestrian and proud!
Oh, God. Yeah. That's Steve Martin, isn't it?
No. I'm disappointed that you would not get that straight off the bat.
I can't remember what
that is. Life of Brian.
Oh, fuck, yeah. I quite hook nose a hippie. That was it. I couldn't remember what it was.
Oh, man.
Well, that's Graham
that
Chapman talking about that. I just bought it. The new DVD.
What DVD?
A Liar's Autobiography. The Graham Chapman Autobiography.
Graham Chapman is my favourite Python.
It's fucking cool.
Wow.
I bought it from a bird, but I enjoy it as well.
Like, I love those presents that you can enjoy too.
Well, because it is for her.
Like a vibrating cock ring.
Like a vibrating cock ring. For everybody.
Fun for all the family.
Fun for all of the family. Including little Timmy the dog. I don't advise using vibrating cock rings on a dog because they've generally got a small penis.
Yeah, it won't hold.
Yeah, that little lipstick that comes out, it doesn't stick to it. Does it? You won't be able to get it on there. It just falls off. He looks at you disappointed. Everyone's upset.
Well, I mean, there are other ways you can pleasure a dog.
There's more than one way to skin a cat.
There's more than one way to pleasure a dog. What the fuck?
I don't know what you're talking about now. How many ways are there? There's got to be at least 4 ways to pleasure a dog.
Go on. Let's
you
try and list them.
You get its tail, right, and you bend it around and you bum it with its own tail.
You bum a dog with its own tail.
That's one way to pleasure a dog. Give it some oral. Yeah. O-W-O.
O-W-O.
Yeah, give it some oral without. C-I-M. Yeah. Just for the audience who isn't as deeply perverted as us, CIM stands for cum in mouth.
Oh, God, you went there. That's exactly what it stands for.
Yep, A-levels.
A-levels. I was just going to say that.
Oh, man. God, just go to Urban Dictionary, really. That's the fucking... That's the best place in the world. All those different little...
So, to pleasure a dog... you can bum it with its own tail. Give it O-W-O and C-I-M.
Well, no. I think C-I-M, I think that has a separate category. I think that's the third way.
So it's bumming it with its own tail.
Giving
O-W-O,
it oral without
C-I-M,
a condom.
And A-levels. Doesn't A-levels kind of tie in with bumming the dog with its own tail? Or,
yeah,
or are we
maybe
talking full-on A-levels with
full
the dog?
Full-on A-levels. You get him and he mounts you.
Yeah,
and
then, he's going to study hard for those A-levels.
Yeah.
He's going to be well-learned by
he's really
the time
get his head down.
He's done getting his A-levels.
I'll never forget when I saw that in some adverts. And I was like, why is she advertising her exam results?
Who's that?
The people who advertise and they use A-levels as part of the thing. I was just like, why? I'm not interested in that information.
That's all the information I'm interested in.
I didn't know what it meant. I had to look it up on the Urban Dictionary. I thought she was telling me her exam results.
Oh, I get what we're talking about now.
Nobody else does, hopefully. That's all right, then. Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
Oh. That's a nice noise.
I thought you'd like it.
Oh, I always like it.
I've been practicing all week.
Good, good. Oh, my God. What? We're getting kittens. I'm excited about kittens.
Okay, have you actually had a look at some yet?
No. On the internet, we look at kittens a lot.
They're basically going to be your children, you know that, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait to test my mettle.
You can't wait to breastfeed them.
I am looking forward to that bit, although they've got sharp pointy teeth and they give you a little nip.
You want to get their claws trimmed.
Oh, fuck that. No, I like it. I'm going to paint them as well.
they're going to be the nicest looking cats. They're going to scratch the shit out of everything.
Oh, no, I'm going to get them a scratching post with, like... Were you just sick then a little bit? It looked like you were just sick.
I was covering up a burp.
Nice. Thank you. Well done.
You know, I made a burp into the microphone.
I can't burp. I think I've done probably about 10 burps.
Shoulder.
10 burps in all of my life. What? No, don't. Get away from me, you...
Come here. Just
puff. Get off
just
me.
Climb over my shoulder.
No. So can... We're not doing... No, don't burp me like a baby.
Why not?
That's not going to work.
That might work.
It's not going to work. I'll fight.
You
comes
might
out of my bum.
Be sick.
It all just comes out of my bum.
I don't want
I'll
you to
do that.
I'll
be sick out of my bum. I don't know what that means. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I don't want to know what it means, but I think I kind of already do. It's not nice. You'd shit yourself if I tried to burp you.
Yeah, yeah, essentially. But then some people pay bloody good money for that. They do. Some people like to get shit on. Do you understand why people would do that? Because, like, we've all got our own little kinks, right? We've all got our own little things.
Yes.
That turn us on or whatever.
Everyone knows mine from the first podcast.
Who the fuck is out there who's I can only get off when people shit on me? Like, I've seen people who can only get off when they're being tied up and they're restrained and they're being whipped.
You know, there's that thing that everyone just talks about how Germans love scat.
Yeah, that's the scat porn, yeah.
I don't get why
it's not specific
so synonymous with Germans.
But just, I don't know, there's Germans do a lot of hardcore pornography. A lot of hardcore pornography is German.
They really do.
And, yeah.
It's not a sexy language. I'll tell you that much.
No, it's not. It's not at all. But I don't really care what they're saying. I'm watching what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know that bit, but I don't know anything else.
That was my German sex.
Is that it?
Voices.
That's fucking terrible. Yeah.
Hang on. What's a German sausage?
Bratwurst.
Oh, give me your bratwurst, yeah.
They wouldn't say give me your, they would say something else, wouldn't they?
Hier mei.
Ich bin eine Bratwurst, ja.
Ja. Ooh, ja.
Bratwurst jar? What? They've got a jar full of bratwursts. Nice. I don't mind German porn.
Not for me.
Like, because... I don't know where they're... Well, obviously, I know they're from Germany, but I don't know... Like, they could be from a nice part of Germany, or they could be from a really awful part.
Does that bother you, though? If they were, like...
When it's English porn, and they go, hey, you're right there, you want me to fuck your cock then, darling? It's like, oh, yeah, I know where she's from now, and I don't want to watch her. I don't want to watch her, because it's fucking hell. She sounds like a right fucking scutty cunt.
Scumbag.
Yeah. Ugh.
So you like... You like your porn starlets to be classy?
Well, not necessarily. I just don't want them to be working class.
Basically, you want high-class porn whores.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's not been anything really that I've been interested in recently.
Not apart from the classics.
No, it's just not. It's not floating my boat anymore now. Literally.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything particularly interesting for a while.
Like, I haven't been catching... I've been keeping up to date with Backroom Cast and Couch or anything.
Oh, there are a couple of fairly good new ones. Like I said, keeping up with the classics.
Oh, dear. Oh, fucking, it's such a weird premise. It's such a weird setup because half of it is
genius.
False. It's fake. Half of it is fake. But half of it's real. It's just weird. I don't understand.
No.
I don't understand how the laws work. Because I know in some states, like, you have to have an AIDS test to be a porn star. Like, every 3 months you've got to get tested and stuff. And you have to have certificates and stuff. So, like, but exactly. And for
don't bum me out with the behind-the-scenes stuff.
The backroom casting couch, right? They would have to have an AIDS test document. So they know they're going to go there and get fucked. They know what's going to happen. And they're like, just pretend like you don't know I'm going to ask you to suck my cock. That's what they do. That's what they fucking do. But then, maybe not. Maybe that is
tell.
A real reaction.
You'll never know.
No, you'll never know until you apply to his advert and you step foot in that room.
I've thought about it.
I'd love to get bummed by Rick. That's his name, isn't it? Rick. Well, that's what he says his name is. It's not his fucking real name. He's got a wicked ass scar going down his arm, his left arm. He's got going from his fucking bicep all the way down to his wrist.
A really big pokey out belly button.
It's got a weird knob as well.
It's
not a big knob. It's quite fat though, and it's got a massive helmet.
It's got a big bulbous.
It's got a really big bulbous head. I'm amazed that I know so much about guy's dick.
This particular guy, it kind of seems like you watch it more for him than you do the girls.
No, but like he's there, so you can't like. There's
he's
hundreds,
always there.
There's hundreds, and it's always him. It's not necessarily him that fucks the girls. Sometimes he gets a midget in.
I think.
Have you seen that one?
The way he carries.
And then there was the time when he got that crazy woman bodybuilder in. Again.
Gina.
He got her in to fuck the woman.
Oh, that is... I can't believe we know their names.
Oh, my God. Because it's so great. It's such a fucking brilliant series, though. It's so good. I wish it was, like, you could get it on mainstream telly, because... Oh, my God.
He should throw some DVDs together. He'd make a bit of extra money on the DVDs.
I don't get how it fucking works. Does he, like, sell those clips? Does he get money from...
Subscribe to his website.
Well, people subscribe to his website, yeah. Which is fair enough. But that can't be enough to sustain it.
Not with how easy it is to get from other
because
sources.
You just get
for free.
You just get the free porn. I mean, alright, you're not getting the full like file. You can like get torrents of it.
Yeah.
But like when you're on the free like streaming sites or whatever, you're not gonna get
like
the 10 full
minutes.
Video.
Yeah.
You get 10 to 15, sometimes 20 minutes. It's got all the best bits in it. Like this. You don't need to listen to all of that talking at the beginning, do you? I don't really fucking listen to it as it is. Do you listen to them talking at the beginning?
No, not always.
No. What's the point? I don't care what they're going to say. I want to see them fuck. We should stop talking about porn. This is getting uncomfortable for people.
It's getting uncomfortable for me.
Yeah, I know. I am starting to bend over. I've got a cushion in my lap now.
I've got my...
I'm surprised you can cross your legs.
Yeah,
Jesus.
I've got my legs crossed. I'm getting a bit scared,
man.
That Martin's...
I was eyeing you up. Oh, I'm getting quite amorous. I've been quite frisky recently. And I've been sniffing around your bum like some crazy dog.
Enough of that, you silly bastard.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know what that's
so
about.
So tell me about your week. What have you been up to this week?
Oh my God, yesterday I was fundraising for Red Nose Day.
Yeah, I heard about that. I wish I'd got to see that.
I was standing in the Broad Street Mall, which is a shopping centre in Reading, which is the cheap shopping centre in Reading.
It's the white trash.
Yeah.
Shopping centre in Reading.
So yeah, like they took us through and they were like, right, okay, we're going to put you in different areas of the store. So like, you know, you're going to cover the whole shopping centre, which makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So like one guy got put outside the Burger King side to it, that entrance, you know, where you got the hiking shop and the Burger King, he got put there. Somebody got put right at the main entrance by where fucking Foot Locker is, you know what I mean? That's the best bit, isn't it? That's a good bit. They put me by Argos. Right in the fucking arse end of it.
No one goes
right in,
there.
Yeah,
like
nobody
outside,
fucking goes there.
On the street, on the sidewalk.
They put me by Argos to begin with. And I'm like,
No one goes down there. The only people that go down that way are the people waiting at the bus stop.
I'm going to go out by the fucking... I'm going to go out by the front doors. I'm going to stand on the street doing this. Because at least I'm going to get more fucking people walking past me. So I went out there and I'm just walking around. I'm in my dinosaur onesie. That was fucking cool.
Is that what you wore?
Yeah, that's what I wore. Because at the moment, the red noses, they're all dinosaur themed. They are dinosaurs.
Oh,
isn't that nice? But yeah, so I thought I'd go in my dinosaur onesie because, you know, it's themed, isn't it?
Did you have to wear the red nose as well?
I did wear it.
I'm wearing the red nose right now. It's why I'm talking funny.
Yes, it makes you sound very nasal because it blocks off your nose. And
it
also
blocks off my nose.
After about half an hour of jumping around in it, it also gets very sweaty and it started to irritate my nose. So I had to keep
taking it off. So I've just put my nose in your sweat.
Yeah, in my sweaty
old... your nose sweat.
My sweaty old nose sweat.
Are there any bogeys in here?
Probably, actually, a little bit. I've been discharging a lot from my nose. But anyway...
Stop talking about discharge!
I went outside, and I thought I'd stand outside on the street in my dinosaur onesie, because there's more people coming past. You know the bit where Blockbuster Videos used to be. It's now at Tesco's.
Yeah, over the road.
And Cash Generator over the road. Mm. And there's also a Cash Solutions that's been built there as well.
Porn
so that's,
shops.
That's two pawn shops. I'm
and
standing
not the good
outside,
kind of pawn shop.
Standing outside of two... pawn shops collecting for charity. I'm standing there with a bucket in my hand.
I'm guessing you didn't do very well.
I did the best out of all of them. To be totally honest, I raised £65 on my own, which is pretty good going, really. Yeah. Now, I wasn't shouting, hey, come on in, Red Nose Day, come on, put your money in my bucket, because I think I'm enough of a disturbance already, and I don't really want to like get in people's faces.
You're a menace
faces.
To society.
I don't want to get in people's faces, because it's the cheap shopping mall. And I'm standing outside a fucking pawn shop where dodgy people are going in with fucking stolen goods.
Yeah.
Because they want to get some heroin or
Did
whatever.
Some of them at least give some money to charity.
They didn't. I got given some money to charity. But yeah, there were some dodgy looking fuckers there. And I was gripping my bucket a bit tighter when I saw them.
Were you worried they would steal the bucket?
It's fucking desperate times.
Fair enough.
For some of those people.
It's always desperate
it's
times.
It's desperate
for
times for some,
of those,
some of those people. So if they're seeing it, fucking, I could just run up and rip that bucket off him. What, I'll get like 10, 20 quid? That's the score, isn't it? That's what I want for a rock. Just want to get a rock. Fucking, oh, mate, I was scared for my life at some of it. But yeah, I did really well.
You were outside the Broad Street Mall during the day.
Yeah.
You weren't,
people fucking stabbed around that area. Shut the fuck up.
You weren't in Harlem at midnight.
Shut the fuck up, man. There were people with tears tattooed on their face. That means they've been
killed.
Prison.
Doesn't it mean they've killed someone?
No, that means they've been to prison. I don't fucking know. What? My street credibility?
Hang on.
Oh, I went to Oxford. That's my fucking street credibility. I ain't got none. Get the fuck out of here. Put that away. Put that away. Don't pull your penis out in front of me again.
Don't
you
worry.
Do that again, I'll fucking cut it off.
It's okay.
All right.
The battery's died.
The battery will die in a minute.
The penis battery has died.
Oh, no more vibrating penis for you, sir. I don't know why it sounds like a bee. It's going to sting me. And then it will die.
Yeah, this will only sting for a second.
You might feel a little prick. Oh, dear.
So, how much did everyone else raise for charity?
Well, altogether, we raised £310.
Wow, that's not bad for a day of...
eight of us?
Mooching around.
There was eight of us altogether. So if you do the maths, if I raised like £65, and then seven people split the rest of that money up, I raised the most money, right?
Yeah, not bad.
So yeah, I thought I did pretty good. And yeah, but the worst bit about it though, because there were some bad bits about it, was after the break, because we had a little bit of a break and the press came and they took some photos and stuff. I thought, I'm a bit thirsty. I'm going to go and get a cup of coffee.
They took photos of you.
They took photos of me. Yeah, I'm going to be in the paper
again. Picture of you in the paper dressed as a dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Well, last time there was a photo of me in the newspaper dressed as Where's Wally when I did it for Comic Relief last time at my place of work. Because Sainsbury's, they're always in with the Red Nose Day. They're always in with the Red Nose Day. So, so the press had been, I wanted to get a cup of coffee. The closest thing in that shopping centre is a Greggs. I don't want to walk too far because I'm dressed like a fucking dinosaur.
There is a quite skanky coffee shop on the ground floor.
Well, yeah, but that was actually even further away. So, I just went to Greg's. I'll buy a cup of coffee. It will be cheap. So I just want a regular coffee. I went in there and it's like 150 away. I don't fucking remember what it was. I pull my card out and they're like, oh no, It's £3 if you want to use your
card.
£3. £3.
I hate
mate.
That. You know what? At my university, there's a £6 minimum on card in some of the shops in my university. And students can't afford to just fucking throw £6 around here and there all the time.
Fucking, you might hit somebody. You'll have someone's eye out with
exactly.
that. So, all right, it's £3.
£3!
So I thought, fuck it. All right, I'll get some donuts. Put some donuts in with that as well. And I made it. It was £3.07, the final charge.
Oh, well
fucking
done.
Fucking brilliant. Got it pretty much square on. Pay for my coffee. Go out there. Put it down in the corner.
Oh,
the front
doors. No.
I've elevated myself to the front entrance. I just fucking walked out there and I'm standing at the front entrance. Fuck them. I got there first. This is my patch. I'm fucking standing. I don't want to be sat in the arse end anymore.
You sound like a drug dealer.
So I just fucking stood on my patch, right? I put my coffee to the side.
Fuck
I'm
off
doing
my
little
bitch.
Thing. And then I turn around and a cleaner has come along and she hits it with her broom and it all spills out all over the ground. And I'm like, what the fuck? That was my coffee. Okay, I really shouldn't have left it on the floor, but it was literally like a couple of seconds. I fucking lost that coffee that cost me £3.
Basically, a coffee cost you £3.
The most expensive coffee I've ever bought. No, it's not the most expensive coffee ever. On the train, it cost way more than that.
At least you had some donuts.
But yeah.
You didn't have anything to dunk them in.
No. I don't dunk donuts in coffee. These were glazed ones anyway and filled with like a cream and stuff. There was a lemon one and a raspberry one.
Oh, you're making me hungry.
To be totally honest, I gave the raspberry one to a person that was there and I gave the lemon one to my bird. I'm not really into sweetie things. Occasionally, every now and then, I get a bit of a sweet tooth, but rare. It's rare I get a sweet tooth.
My sweet tooth broke.
Oh, no. Rubbish.
It got a big crown on it.
Oh, dear. I don't have anything like that. They just ripped them out.
Oh, I've had one tooth ripped out. I was very little when it happened. I must have been, 9 or 10 when I got a molar pulled out.
Oh, fuck.
And nasty. I was screaming and crying and performing, and it took...
Well, you would.
It took what felt like forever to get the tooth finally pulled out. And when it was finally out, the dentist showed it to me. Most of it had been crushed by how much pressure he was putting on with the
nasty. Pliers. I had to have teeth taken out recently. In fact, it was about a year ago, I think, I had some teeth taken out.
I went
to the dentist and they broke one of my teeth.
Oh.
Because they're idiots, essentially. And then they went, we can't do anything with that now. You're going to have to go to hospital to have it removed.
Surgically.
The waiting list is about 3 months. That'll be £80, please. Beep, 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 beep. There you go.
Oh, that's how Martin normally talks.
Fucking, I got some tramadol out of it, so that was fucking good. Still got some upstairs. Fucking, me and my bird take it. We fuck like stoned rabbits. It's awesome. Yeah.
How do stoned rabbits fuck?
I don't know. It's a line from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. They break into the vets and they get the tranquilizer gun and he's gonna shoot the American Pie bird with it and he says, we're gonna fuck like stoned rabbits. I've always remembered that line. I love that line. What was her name? I can't remember her name.
Tara but the,
no Reed? It's not Tara Reid. The woman who played the Swedish bird in American Pie.
I can't remember her name,
but she was fucking fit. She was fucking fit. What a come on her face.
You're going crazy.
Fucking I appreciate a female form. I love tits and I like tits. I quite like tits.
And I cannot lie.
Oh. Gross. Hang on a minute. I'm going to go spit this one out.
Oh, God, man.
This will be an outcut. There we go.
Welcome to take number 1,000.
Fucking disgusting. I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. And we're back.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Sorry. I've got rid of it now.
I'm traumatised.
Fuck off. You've had worse.
No, I've never done anything like that.
You fucking did. Last time you were on here, you were coughing all the time. You were chucking up loads of shit.
Fucking wholesome and innocent.
You're fucking not wholesome. You're as wholesome as my dick. And
which
it's
is
nearly falling off. So, yeah.
Which is, quite frankly, unholy.
It is. Some people call it the gateway to Hades. Others call it the black hole of Calcutta. I like to call it the Stig.
Have you got any jokes? Have you heard any good jokes recently? Because I think one of the best ones I've heard recently is that Oscar Pistorius hasn't got a leg to stand on.
Oh, that's unfair because, you know, they were cut off in an accident. So it's not really funny to laugh at stuff like that, is it? That's not very nice. And also, he's a... fucking scumbag murderer. Don't give him any credit.
I'm not giving him any credit.
Don't even give him the time of day. He's a fucking...
No, I want to stop you right there.
To be totally honest.
I want to stop you right there. He's a national treasure for South Africa.
Yeah. And, you know...
So was she. Nobody could possibly know what happened. The only people that were there were him and his wife.
It's a weird fucking occasion, though.
It's difficult to figure out what really happened.
Even if it's not murder, right? It's fucking manslaughter. So, you know, he killed her. That's what fucking happened.
He killed her.
He shot her.
I think
through a door.
I think it was accidental.
More than likely, yeah.
And that's I'm very sad for him about that.
But...
Because his whole life just went up in smoke his in whole life, one
whole
instant.
Fucked. Well, generally, if you kill somebody, your whole life's fucked anyway. It doesn't matter about the circumstances. Because the fucking guilt, you killed somebody. Even fucking, like, people in the army, they get fucking traumatised by that shit.
Yeah, they do.
And they kill people legally.
They go crazy.
It's fucking crazy. Veterans I'm not surprised. It's a fucking horrible thing they have to go through.
You weren't there, man.
They have to fucking kill people for a living, because if they don't, they're fucking dead themselves. It's fucking horrible. The stress they go through, the fucking human psyche can't fucking cope with that. It's not built to cope with that. They might be tough and fucking badass and they fucking do it, but like when they're on their own, like demons will come out.
Yeah,
it's fucking horrible, man. And I feel bad for them.
This is unrelated, but this just reminded me of a video that I saw on YouTube a few days ago of some troops stationed in Afghanistan dancing and miming along to Call Me Maybe. It's so funny. Like, nice. They've got their shirts off and they're doing sexy girly dancing.
Nice. Do you like that song? I fucking love that song.
It's catchy. I love it.
I love it because Glee did it.
Oh, God, here we go.
I fucking want to stick Glee up my ass.
Slide
it in and out. Grease it up and bum like myself a silly.
Sex pig.
Yeah, like a sex pig.
A greasy sex pig. Oh, you and Glee are an odd match,
yeah.
I have to say.
Oh, we haven't got it anymore. I was going to say, it's probably up
you
on the
You weren't going to make me watch a fucking Glee box set or something, were you?
No, we got Seen It, Glee Edition.
Oh, Jesus Christ, seriously?
Yeah.
I don't want to play that, thanks.
Somebody bought it for us for Christmas.
Oh, God.
Who am I talking about? Somebody. Graham got it for us for Christmas.
Rom.
Yeah. I can say his name because he's been on the podcast.
He has been on the podcast. Yeah.
Food Tastes Better with Bacon, episode 23, I think. Fuck knows, I can't remember. Do you know what episode number this is?
I'm going to guess. Is it 32?
Episode 41.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to do, before the 20th of March, because that's the year anniversary coming up soon of doing this podcast.
Only a year.
Yeah.
It's coming up for a year. Lot, man.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get to 50 before the anniversary, but that means I've got to do 9 in, like, 20 days.
Yeah, no, it's not
going to happen. That's not going to fucking happen. I wouldn't have anything to talk about in some
and then,
of them.
And not only that, to talk trying about to... And
I don't even know that many people.
Trying to edit and release them all in a timely fashion.
It's all right. Man. This one, most of them don't really need editing.
I know it's a long way away, but are you planning anything special for episode 100?
I've got the intro planned for it.
Okay. Have you really?
Yeah. Wow. I've got the intro. I know what I'm going to say for episode 100. For the intro. But then, fuck knows, like, what, should I have a special guest on?
Is it going to be something like, hi, I'm Martin Day, and this is episode 100.
No, because I've got my beginning
That's
bit,
terrible, isn't it?
Because I've got my...
That was fucking appalling.
Because I've got my beginning. Well, hello there.
Yeah.
My name is Martin Day, and this is The Ridiculous.
You didn't say that when we started this one.
No, I fucking told you at the beginning.
I know you told me, but I didn't quite...
I don't do the intro anymore. I do that afterwards. Okay. And then I put in the music, and then we just cut in. I just cut it straight in.
You're getting the inside scoop here.
My editing skills better. I know 10% about this program now, so I'm fucking getting there. I don't know anything about Audacity. I still am a fucking noob with it. It's a good program, though. It fucking allows me to record myself. In the future, though, I'm going to be the group podcaster becoming an eventuality. I've got eight microphones that I can plug in.
Shit
so
ton.
Everyone will be able to have a microphone.
The most people I've listened to on a podcast, it wants to like six.
Yeah. Some of the like the Ice House Chronicles on the Death Squad podcast network, that's got some, because it's a comedy show, and then they do a podcast in the green room.
Haven't
so
heard of
like
it,
10.
But I will check it out.
It's have quite you, good. Have you heard? You type in Death Squad, and that will take you to their list of podcasts, and it's one of the podcasts on there.
Okay.
There have are many, many good ones.
What? Have you heard of Earwolf?
Earwolf?
It's another podcast network.
I haven't heard of that, no.
They do a couple of good podcasts that you may or may not have heard of. My favourite one is Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I've heard of that.
Comedy
yeah.
Bang Bang's very funny. So the guy who hosts it always gets a couple of guests on his show, and he'll get one or two of the guests to just be themselves.
They used to do that like live on stage. It's America,
Exactly.
But yeah, they do it at the Comedy Store.
I think the best thing about that podcast is there's always someone, he'll always have a comedian coming on as a character that they've made up. And my favourite one was, he had two characters. He had a comedian playing some old English author. No. Talking crap. It was Andrew Lloyd Webber. So he had one of his comedian friends pretending to be Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I've had that before. That's happened before as well. In Doug Loves Movies, there's a podcast called Doug Loves Movies, which is Doug Benson, who is a stoner comic. He did a film called Super High Me, which is a play on Super Size Me.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's a fucking good documentary. You should fucking watch that. But yeah, he had Andrew Lloyd Webber on there as well. He was a guy that was playing Andrew
playing
Lloyd
Andrew
Webber.
Lloyd
Webber. So it's going to be the same thing.
It's
going to be the same guy.
And then
it's fucking brilliant. He's so funny.
The character he had on that episode was someone pretending to be a poor little street urchin looking for scraps, who turned out to be a maniac serial killer with a knife.
That's cool. I like that one.
And Andrew Lloyd Webber pretended he was going to adopt the little street urchin to calm him down. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's a
that
good
is
podcast.
Amazing.
And then
another podcast that you should listen to. Again, it's on the Death Squad podcast network.
I will check this network out.
It's called Triple X Squad or XXX Squad, and it is Brian Redban. Who he is the guy who does the Death Squad podcast. He's in every single one. He's Joe Rogan's techie support guy, essentially.
Okay.
He did videos for him, and then they just became really good friends, and they do the podcast together, the Joe Rogan one.
I see.
And Brian Rock started his own podcast network. It's called Death Squad. So he's in every one. But yeah, it's the Triple X Squad. And it's him and Dana Diarmond. Do you know Dana Diarmond?
Yeah,
him and Dana
Diarmond
doing a podcast. And every week there's a different porn star on it. They had Asa Akira on it, man. She is hot.
The first time I saw Dana Diarmond was in a magazine called Buttman.
Buttman.
And I think, I'm not sure if it was her, but there was, in that same issue, I was introduced to girls putting milk up their asses and squirting it out.
Wow, that's a niche.
It's really weird.
That is really weird. Butt milk. You definitely wouldn't want to drink that then, would you? Because if I put water up my butt, you're not going to drink it once it comes out, are you? Because it's been in my bum, right? But you would drink water on its own, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But milk, you wouldn't drink milk on its own.
I mean, those girls get
milk.
Pretty well
so
cleaned out.
So when it's
out.
Come out of even a porn star's butt, I still wouldn't fucking drink it. Because it's been in a bum. But fucking Dana Diarmond is funny as fuck.
She really?
She is really,
so it's
really
a comedy
good.
Podcast as well.
Wait. Yeah, it's essentially, it's the same as any kind of fucking podcast. It's people having a conversation. That's essentially all it is, really.
Do you not listen to any sort of a little bit more offbeat, different kind of podcasts?
Like what?
Like, I listen to one called Good Job Brain.
I don't know that one.
It's like,
what's
it's
that
four
one?
People, four friends, and they make up quizzes for each other, and they just sit and do sort of quizzes. And it's loads of weird trivia and general knowledge and stuff on a variety of topics. And that's really cool. It's really, really interesting. It's one of the geeky podcasts I listen to. And you learn quite a lot from it. And then
I just listen to, in fact, I'll bring up my list of podcasts because it is literally like right here. The Chong and Chong Show, fucking massive favourite of that. The Church of What's Happening Now with Joey Coco Diaz.
Tell me about the Geek Girl Soup podcast because that's quite an interesting name.
I haven't actually listened to this one yet. I downloaded this. For
Kermit the Frog
Ali.
Versus Warren the Ape.
Yeah, because she loves Warren the Ape, you see. So I got that for her. So I haven't actually listened to that yet, so I don't know what
that sounds
like.
Interesting. I like the sound of that. The Nerdist.
The Nerdist is cool, man. There are some really good ones in that.
Are they nerds?
Well, it's
Jason Schwartzman.
There are some fucking brilliant ones.
Dave Grohl,
Mark Hamill,
Amber Benson. Yeah, I want to listen to that.
There are so many good ones here. Tom Morello. Look at that.
CM
Malcolm
Punk.
McDowell.
Judd
CM
Apatow.
Punk. That CM Punk one. Ron that is Perlman. Fucking brilliant. All of these are really good. All of
Zach
these are really good.
This is quite Kevin a. Bacon. This is quite a cool podcast. Yeah, they're all really nerdist. Long episodes. So is it the same kind of thing? Guy gets all these guests on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they chat. The Ridiculousness. That's a good one. You should listen to that one.
I don't know.
Tanaka
I've podcast. Heard bad things about The Ridiculousness.
Clickcast. Have you heard, listened to the Clickcast?
No, I haven't
yet?
Listened. Is she actually?
She hasn't actually.
It?
No,
so
no,
it's
no.
Not, it's not been released.
She just emailed it to me, so that's why.
Weird Adults with Little Esther.
That's a fucking good one as well. You should listen to Weird Adults with Little Esther.
That's a weird title.
Yeah. Well, she's a weird adult.
You're a weird
she
adult.
She is cute as fuck, man. I love Little Esther. And she is also very, very fucking funny. Very fucking... She's a stand-up comedian. And
I love comedians.
Yeah.
Comedians with podcasts tend to make quite good podcasts.
Yeah.
One of my favourites...
Careful with the microphone. You're playing around with it.
I'm fidgeting.
Yeah, and it picks up on the microphone.
I'm so sorry.
Stop it.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I have ADHD.
Yeah, I know. Just hold it like you were holding my cock earlier. That's it.
Okay. You want me to put it in my mouth?
No.
As well? Or
you
up my butt
again? Anyway, comedy podcasts.
Okay, so one of my favourites is... Nerd Poker.
Okay.
Dungeons and Dragons with cool. Brian Posehn and friends.
Nice.
And it's a Dungeons and Dragons game that gets recorded every time they play. And all the people playing this game of Dungeons and Dragons are writers and comedians and people who do shows. Like, there's a guy from IGN or something, the games thing.
Yeah.
Mr. Sark.
Well, I don't know people's names there, but I know IGN, of...
But yeah, no, it's really... you wouldn't... probably think that listening to people playing Dungeons and Dragons could be funny, but
I've listened to the not that particular podcast, but there is one in the Yog Pod from the Yogs cast.
Okay,
they're fucking funny. I love
what
these
do they
guys.
Do?
There was they're like gamers. So, yeah, here we go. They attempt to play
Dungeons and Dragons
over the
saga.
Internet.
That would be.
Oh, that's just the animation.
That would be
it,
quite
a
good way to play D&D.
Somewhere
get
around
a Skype
here, it's
thing
it's
going.
It, but look, they've got loads. There's Dungeons and Dragons there. That's part three. Or whatever, part two, part one. You know what I mean?
But,
what did you think of it, though?
Funny? Good?
Yeah, they're funny as fuck, man. They're just normal people. But these are the guys who I've been watching on YouTube. They do the commentary over the Minecraft videos and all sorts of fucking stuff now.
Yeah,
they are funny as fuck. So funny.
I've got another D&D game coming up soon.
Really?
What's the theme of this one, then? It's going to be a standard good versus evil situation.
Okay, like fucking elves and barbarians and shit. Yeah,
and
it's not
I've
like...
got my I've rolled up my new character, and it is an elf.
Cool.
It's an elf rogue wizard.
Nice.
It's very interesting. It's not the kind of character I've played.
I don't know what you're talking about now. I've lost interest. I don't play. I can't do it. I've got no imagination.
Funny. I've got a friend.
I've got no time for
it. I've got
it
a friend with a 13-year-old son who basically takes the piss out of me for playing D&D, but he plays Warhammer.
Oh, fuck. No, yeah, you can't. You've got no legs to stand on, sir.
Exactly.
Because you have your own geek interest, too. Does he paint them as well? Because the painting, it takes real skill.
No, I don't think he does.
I do. I used to enjoy, as a teenager, though, going into the Games Workshop.
And painting
and
miniature
playing.
Figures.
No, I used to like playing it. I didn't like painting them, because I'm not very good at painting. And, like, I just fuck it up, and it would look shit.
Martin can't do
There's
intricate, delicate
There's
things with his
Martin
hands.
Martin can't do. Martin's a twat. There's a lot that he can't do.
What did you like about playing Warhammer, though?
It's a fucking cool game, man. It's a cool game.
It's just sort of unnecessarily complicated board game.
Yeah, but it's fucking cool, man. Like, obviously, because my friends would collect it and they would paint it, but I don't have the money to collect the figures, and B, I can't paint them. I can't be arsed. So I would go to Games Workshop and I would play with their stuff, and they've built the proper fucking levels and shit. So they've got forts.
Yeah, they've got all the scenery.
It looks really cool, and it's fucking fun, man. So,
it does look cool, I have to admit.
So that's why I used to play it. I don't fucking do it now, because...
Because you have better things to do with your
time. I've got way fucking better things to do. I think I used to go in there and play it before I discovered masturbation. So even having a wank is better than playing Warhammer.
I don't disagree. And I should know. I've done both.
What I've been doing recently games-wise.
I thought we were launching
we're
into...
We're not going back to wanking techniques.
Fucking wanking techniques.
Prison Architect. I've been playing a game called Prison Architect.
Prison Architect, okay.
Prison Architect.
Tell me more.
It is an independent game from Inversion Software, I think?
Inversion
I can't fucking remember.
Software.
I can't remember the publishing house now. But yeah, they're independent, right? And they do it in their spare time, essentially.
Okay.
But it's a fucking cool little game. It's you got to build out... It's like Theme Park and Dungeon Keeper and that kind of vibe.
How much it's like Minecraft?
It's not
it?
Really like Minecraft
okay.
at all.
I was just
it's
top wondering.
Down view where you drag out how where your room want where you want your room to be. Where you womb. Want your womb to be.
Where
you
do you want your womb
out there,
to be?
People are fucking having babies and everything.
Left,
it's
right,
like
centre.
But it's still in alpha. it's not finished
okay.
at all.
Fair enough.
But
so
yeah, it's fucking cool. It's a cool
play
little
testing
game.
It at the moment?
Well, they just,
you involved in the
released
test?
Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, it's, you pay $30, but you'll always get the updates for when it comes out.
By bucks, do you mean, are you talking dollars? Dollar bills?
Yeah, $30. So that works. I think it worked out.
Dollar bill, yo.
I think I paid £23 for it. But it's a fucking independent game. I am keeping that game alive by paying for it.
Yeah.
If I fucking download, I don't know, WWE 13, they're not going to fucking notice that I haven't paid 20 quid for it.
No.
You know what I mean? Because they make enough fucking money.
Butt
tons of money. But, you know, that's why I don't want to fucking...
Have you seen that Steam
game?
Is going to be releasing a console?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's fucking cool.
It's going to be Linux-based, I think.
Cool.
And it's just going to play Steam
in.
Games.
So, yeah, that would be quite cool.
That would
be fucking weird.
I thought it was interesting. And also,
yeah, that is quite interesting.
In more technology news, Mozilla is developing a mobile phone OS.
Oh. That's a bit late, isn't it? Who gives a fuck now? There's too many stuff out.
Well,
nobody gives a fuck.
Android is pretty much there and it's awesome.
Android and iOS. That's all you fucking need. There's the two different sorts. Who gives a fuck?
Admit, I do use
there's
iOS
the people who
I have an iPod.
And they're like a Windows operating system as well.
Windows phone, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. Who
I'm
gives
not
a shit?
Super
Windows
keen
fucking,
on it.
Windows can get fucked. I hate Windows. Windows sucks.
You're using Windows
I know,
right now.
And it fucking sucks. I fucking hate it.
I kind of like it.
Oh, I fucking want to stab it in its face.
Do you
stupid.
Have any experience with Linux? You know,
no,
much about
but
it.
I want to. I've seen the you Raspberry Pi. I want to get Raspberry Pi.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's cute. It has got some fairly good uses.
Yeah, what can you do with it? I don't fucking know. I've just seen it in my electronics.
Well, you can basically use it as a web browser, hook it up to your TV, and then use your TV as a monitor for a little web browser. Or you can... I think you can run... There are bits and bobs game-wise that you can run on it.
Yeah.
So there are some interesting... Also, its main use in schools at the moment is teaching kids how to program. You can use it for programming and teaching.
It looks really cute because you get the little pink case for it.
It's a tiny little computer.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it does. As I've said, I've just seen it in my electronics catalog.
Yeah, no, there's a few uses for it. And it's quite cool and it's not particularly expensive. I mean, as a web browser...
Yeah,
cooked up to your TV for the price it is, like, I don't know, like 30 quid or something.
Yeah, about
30
that,
or 40 quid.
I mean, obviously, there's little bits, all the bits and pieces.
But
you
that's
pay,
still quite. That's quite nice.
It's
cheap.
Very competitive, isn't it, in this day and age?
Oh, I know, right?
In this current financial market.
I'm not going to try and do that posh spaz thing.
That wasn't posh, that was Northern. What the fuck?
Oh,
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, no! What was that?
That sounded like Cartman.
This, I tell you what. This is my favourite accent. I think... What would you say it is? Botswana.
I was going to say you sound Nigerian. Then.
Oh, Nigerian!
Don't shout, you fuck. Kids next door, they'll think you're being racist.
I'm not being racist. You are racist.
You're the racist one.
I'm not the racist one.
You're the racist
I am African.
You are racist.
I am African.
You are a bit. You're,
no.
You're racist by default, then. Sorry, that was really naughty. Sorry.
He's basically just said I'm racist by default because I'm South African.
I shouldn't have said that.
That's
that was naughty.
Fucking evil.
That's an outtake there, isn't it?
No, not at all. But I think there are quite a lot of misconceptions about South Africa.
Well, yeah. Everybody's got their own stereotypes.
I mean, when I first moved over here and I sort of told kids at school where I was from, they were like, oh, did you have... giraffes and lions walking around on the street outside your house. I'm just like...
It wasn't
Kenya. It's not the fucking Sahara Desert or the jungle. Like, it's a built-up country.
So, like, Johannesburg, is that all, like, mud huts and shit?
That's pretty much what people thought. And
dance around a fucking totem pole.
Oh, my favourite one was... What, you're... you're South African, but you're white. You're not black. How can you be African? That was my favourite one.
Oh, no. But, mate, you're a bit fat. How can you be African? You've got a belly, mate. What the fuck?
I actually have a bit of a belly.
I've got a bit of a belly as well.
Oh, God, I'm flying low, too.
I've got a bit of a belly. I am now 12 stone. I've put on 2 stone.
No way, really?
2 stone in 4 months.
You don't look it, I've got to admit.
When I stand up, fat I've got bastard. A bit of a belly now. I do have
you
a bit of a belly.
Fat bastard.
What a fat cunt I am. All right, fat cunt.
Let me feel that. Oh, there's...
Oh, Jesus, you just fucked up my ribs. What are you doing? Get off me.
Martin, can you put your drink down for a second?
No, this is the only thing protecting me.
Martin's
go
really
away.
Ticklish.
I hate
so
you. I hate you.
Oh, there we go.
Go
just
away.
A bit
oh,
this.
No, that's... Oh, a little bit to the left.
Oh. Mm. Oh. Oh. Oh, Martin, please. That's my hand. Right. There you go. Oh. That's what happens when you tickle Martin.
Oh, I'm feeling rigid. Yeah. Rock and roll, fall to the floor, like last night. And
so everyone's coming around for UFC tonight?
We're gonna be streaming the Facebook Japan. Prelims. Facebook prelims.
Excellent.
They're going live from 12:30 tonight.
12:30 our time.
Our time tonight. Oh, so it's gonna be a late one.
Flipping hell, I got work at like
most people
10 in the morning.
Are not gonna be staying around for the fighting.
So when is
basically,
the fighting going to happen?
I want to show people my new favourite programme called Robot Combat League.
Oh, yeah.
It's presented... Now, do you know any wrestlers at all? It's presented by Chris Jericho.
I've heard of Chris Jericho.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome, man. He's cool as fuck. And this programme is amazing.
It's not as cool as me.
Because when I first heard of it, I thought it was going to be like Robot Wars, where people would build a robot...
Which is what I thought
and then
it was
they'd
when you mentioned
fucking,
it.
They'd pit the robots against each other.
Do you remember Matilda?
Cool. Matilda was my favourite house robot. Yeah. And I remember when Razor killed her. Razor fucking killed her.
I don't remember that,
he
but
he fucking
awesome.
Pierced her gas tank and she exploded. Fucking true.
Jaw just dropped. I haven't
oh
seen
that.
Oh
my god. It was. I'll show you because
yes,
it's on YouTube.
Please.
And I think I might still have my fucking Robot Wars folder, I think, because I downloaded like Series 4.
I've
it
got
looks
a few.
Shit, the quality of it's
oh,
terrible.
Oh, absolutely. One of my favourite things that I've downloaded is a few seasons of. I think there's only 4 seasons to Takeshi's Castle.
Oh,
and the
nice.
Quality of that, the quality of the video, is atrocious.
Oh.
But it's laugh a minute. It's non stop.
Does it have
funny.
Craig Charles doing
yes.
The talking?
His voiceovers, the comments, that like. The mud was shipped in from a pig farm in southern Japan. And happy clappy jappy chappies. I loved all of the shit that he said. It was so good. As my old dad used to say. And all that.
Oh, Craig Charles is awesome.
Yeah,
man.
He is.
Fucking love Craig Charles. He's another crackhead, though.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. He was in Coronation Street, right? You know he's in Coronation Street?
No, I didn't know that.
He's in Coronation Street. He plays a taxi driver.
Well, now...
Yeah, now. And, right, he was pictured in the news of the world smoking crack cocaine.
That's shocking. I'm
not,
finding
I'm not,
out
I'm
a lot
joking,
about some
I'm
of
joking.
Some of the people I like.
He's a fucking awesome guy, though. An awesome guy.
You can be an awesome guy and a crackhead.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
They don't
He's
tend
one.
To go hand in hand.
He's one. Yeah. I'd fucking love to have a drink with him. You know what I mean? Hang
not
out
a
with
smoke
him.
Of
I would
crack.
Love to hang out with him. I don't think I would want to smoke crack with him because then I'd be accused of dragging him back down.
Probably.
I quite enjoy a bit of crack. Fucking, I did, I've got nothing, apart from the fact that it's fucking addictive, it's fucking far too addictive. Don't get your crack out. Put your bum away, Lloyd. I don't like your crack.
There
it's
you go.
Hairy.
There's a bit of crack for you,
it's
Martin.
Hairy and it's, Jesus Christ, you've got a wiping problem, man. There's still chunks, there's Klingons hanging around your bumhole. Fucking hell.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow.
Oh, I used to love that song. It's a good song, man.
It is a
Star
good
Trekking. I can't remember who did it, though. Who did it? In space, no one can hear you scream. When you're
that's
doing up your trousers.
Space is where
talk.
Martin takes most of his victims. Because no
gonna,
one can hear
I'm
them
gonna
scream.
I'm going to take you to outer space. To
there's
find
a song
another
in this.
Race.
There we go. Yeah. There is a song in
yeah.
this.
Outer Space by Prodigy. I'm going to take you to
oh,
outer
okay.
space.
So it's an actual, I thought you were freestyling.
To find another wrist. Mm. I'm going to send in a fucking.
I've got to admit, I'm disappointed.
What are you frowning for?
Yeah.
That was one of their best albums. The
yeah,
Prodigy
well,
experience,
I thought
man.
You were freestyling. And I
oh, fuck
just
off. I've got no imagination. I've got no talent.
Plagiarizing the Prodigy.
That's all I ever do. Half the stuff I've already spouted out. in this podcast has been plagiarised from a film or a comedian or something or other. You know when I was talking about the beginning? Right at the beginning of this podcast.
This show has no integrity.
Right at the beginning of this podcast, we did that little skit where I was like, oh, when you were upstairs, and I was really going for it, remember? I was like, oh, that wasn't you. Oh, shit, who was that? That's an old Derek and Clive sketch. That was from the 70s, that one.
This show has fucking zero integrity. I'm absolutely disgusted.
I have no integrity. I've got no integrity whatsoever. I would sell any fucking products that they put in front of me.
Shut up. I'll sell anything.
I don't give a fuck.
For those of you who are listening at home, I'm going to urge you now to stop listening to this podcast and to...
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Have it abolished.
Yeah, my house abolished. Oh man, that's it. I'm pressing the stop
button. It's disgraceful.
Fuck you.
I can't believe you. None of your material is original.
That's it. That's it. I'm kicking you off. You're done, mate. You're done. You're through, mate. You're fucking out of here.
I'm going to piss on you.
Piss on you. Piss on this fucking
poo
turd.
Poo on you. I'm going to poo on you.
Put my butt in your face and poo on you.
When was the last time you watched that? That was...
Angry Boys was fucking
cool. That
was
out so long ago.
I only watched it once. Like, I didn't go back and watch it.
I don't think
Summer
it's the kind
Heights
of thing
High,
that's particularly rewatchable.
Angry Boys I only watched once. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the fuck out of it, but it's not something I want to go and rewatch.
Is there anything you're enjoying watching at the moment apart from
Robot Combat League? What else am I watching? There's a new series of The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
I've been watching that. I got really pissed off and tired and bored with The Ultimate Fighter because it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, I don't really watch it.
And it was stale. It's the same thing all the time and they were pumping them out. But then I took like a 3-series break. And now I'm watching it again, and it's back. I don't mind it so much, yeah.
Boost your interest.
So I've been watching that. No, not really.
Hang on. I had it on
Man,
the top of my
ain't
tongue
nobody got time
ago.
For that.
Hang on.
What?
I don't know, I just completely lost my train of thought.
What programs have you been watching? Have you been watching any programs?
Well, I'm working my way through Doctor Who at the moment. And
oh, wow, the seriously fucking... like old ones.
No. Let me tell you, first, I'm actually right now... theme tune hasn't changed since it started. It's amazing. No, I'm working my way through David Tennant at the moment. That's the TARDIS. That is a really good impression of the TARDIS. I love it.
Old school Doctor Who. Fucking love it.
No, I'm
on
David Tennant
at
the moment.
McCoy, and then I think what's his name, Christopher Eccleston.
You haven't got it, have you?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Okay, because I've just started downloading all of Doctor Who, all the original Doctors, and it's 285 gigabytes.
I'm not surprised. There's
fucking
hundreds of episodes of that.
And do you know about how much of it have you watched? The original Doctors.
Do you know about because they were on TV?
Do you know about
the
first two Doctors and what happened to loads of their footage?
No.
Well, in the '70s, the BBC, because they stored all of their stuff on tape, and they had a bit of a storage space crisis, they started taping over and deleting a whole bunch of stuff, and so quite a lot of the first two Doctors is lost. And they have managed to resource some of it because they sold the episodes to other countries and other networks.
And
so they managed to get. They've managed to get some of the original Doctors back that they deleted, but not all of it's there. So I know that when I eventually do get my download through with all of the first two Doctors, that some of it is just pictures with the audio. So they somehow managed to keep hold of the audio for all of these episodes, but they deleted the video.
That's crazy.
So I'm going to get
But no, like any Doctor Who that I've seen, it was just when I was, it was on TV when I was a kid. Because...
Yeah.
Like, Doctor Who, there would always be, like, a new series coming out.
I only discovered it here.
And then there would be old stuff, like, repeated, like, during the day.
Mm.
Like, and I'd see that. And I fucking loved it. But then it stopped for a while. And they tried to bring it back between Paul McGann and Christopher Eccleston.
I haven't seen the Paul McGann movie. No, it looks
not
awful.
Like Paul McGann. I love Paul McGann. And I love Christopher Eccleston. But I fucking hate them as Doctor Who.
You didn't like Christopher Eccleston as Doctor Who? Oh my god, I loved him.
No, I don't like David fucking Tennant. I don't like Chris fucking Smith, whatever his fucking
Smith.
Matt fucking Smith.
No, you know,
I don't like any of that.
I love Christopher Eccleston. I love David Tennant. I haven't seen any of Matt Smith yet.
I like that bird who's the
Amy
new
Bond.
One. Yeah, I fucking
the
like her.
Redhead.
Yeah, spat all over her. Fucking hell. Fucking hell. Oh,
I know, that's how strongly
you
I feel.
Just broke
I had
my
to
cock.
I had to break your cock. I feel
Jesus,
so strongly about this.
Cockbreaker.
That's the name of the episode!
On that note, we're calling an end. Because we've been going for a while now, just over an hour, an hour and five. So, yeah.
It's fucking nice knowing you, Martin.
Oh, man. It's
a pleasure doing friendship
with
you.
Pleasure.
And I will see you upstairs in the boudoir in 5,
4, 3, 2, 1.